It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seward in for Kate Archer-Kent. Community-supported agriculture is a growing movement that partners local farms with local consumers who purchase a share in the season's harvest. Join in with your questions and thoughts as the CSA sign-up window nears its end and the delivery season approaches. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tony Schultz is the owner of Stony Acres Farm in Athens, Wisconsin. The farm has operated a CSA program for nearly 20 years. Tony, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Why should people purchase CSA boxes? Why is it so important?
I think CSA is a great way for people to connect where their food comes from. And it helps make our food system in general more just, more sustainable, more democratic, and more fun. It's a great way to receive organic food. It's a great way to support the local community. And it's a great way to get the best and freshest food possible in terms of food that's harvested at the peak of season, that is seasonal, that is the ripest and freshest it could possibly be. It's harvested the day before and delivered to your neighborhood the next day or the day of. So it's great, fresh, seasonal, organic produce delivered to your neighborhood.
Something you just said really stuck out to me. You said making it more democratic. How so?
It allows people to have a choice of where their food comes from, but also to bring the economy back down to a local level. The most impact that we can have in a democratic system is at the local level, like Tip O'Neill said, right? All politics is local.
Sure.
And so that involves local food. If you want to impact the food system because you're concerned about how food affects human health or how it affects the environment or how it affects the economy, putting your dollar into the hands of people in your community is the best way to have an impact on that.
The UW-Madison Center for Integrated Agriculture System says that CSAs can cost the same or be more affordable than purchasing fresh vegetables elsewhere. Do you find that to be true? And can you spell out the affordability of CSA programs?
Definitely. I think because CSA has so many different food options coming to you, like about 40 different food types in a typical CSA season from the beginning to the end, some of the staples that you could get at a grocery store are more affordable at a grocery store, like potatoes, onions, maybe. But if you want to diversify your diet away from those staples, things that are harder to get are definitely more affordable at farmers market or a CSA, like parsnips or salad turnips. Mm-hmm. Interesting food that your CSA can help you navigate in cooking and eating. And so I think the cost, because also it's easier to organize for a CSA farmer. So whatever's coming in season, I get to put in that box. And that helps make it more affordable. I'm not doing the work of sorting and selecting and meeting a specific market need. So that helps make it more affordable as well.
There's a guide for CSA farmers that's been produced by North Carolina State University that says CSA members prefer familiar vegetables and only a small amount of exotic produce. In your experience, do you agree with that guidance, or do you find that people really enjoy having more of a variety?
I generally agree with that guidance. Yes, you want to keep your box based on providing staples. But I also think people, when they encounter a vegetable that you can help them facilitate in, like getting familiar with and using, for instance, salad turnips, this is not something that's going to show up in a lot of grocery stores, but I have introduced this. It's one of my favorite things to grow because I love introducing it to people, like curry turnips or salad turnips, and providing recipes for that. And people become hooked on it and they're into it. And so it's a way to help people break out of their dietary rut. And that can be a revelatory, exciting experience. Well, so yeah, staples are tomatoes, potatoes, carrots, right? The iconic vegetables are important. But these special vegetables are the fun part of CSA.
Well, you get those fun, interesting vegetables that you're not familiar with. What do you tell people about how to use them? Do you include things with the box saying, here's a few uses for them? Or what should people do when they get something and they're like, I've never tried this before?
Yes, I've produced a weekly newsletter, and most CSAs do that. And they all often revolve around news from the farm and a couple of recipes. So I will base my recipes on the more obscure items in the box or different ways of using things of staples as well. So if I do have salad, turnips, or fennel in, I make sure to have my recipes based on those things that people aren't as familiar with.
We are talking about community-supported agriculture, and the enrollment season is going on right now as warmer temperatures are on the way. Our guest is Tony Schultz. He is owner of Stony Acres Farm in Athens. If you have questions or comments on CSAs, join in, 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward, in for Kate Archer-Kent. For consumers who want the satisfaction of supporting local agriculture and they want to know where their food is coming from, community-supported agriculture can be an attractive option. If you already buy a CSA share, what are you looking forward to this year? And if this is something you're considering, what do you want to know? Call in anytime with your questions or your thoughts on CSAs, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. We are talking with farmer and business owner Tony Schultz from Central Wisconsin. He's a third-generation farmer. I'm curious, Tony, if consumer preferences and tastes have kind of shifted over the years. You've been doing this a long time. Are the boxes you're putting together now different markedly from, say, 10 years ago?
I would say my boxes are more refined and slightly more diverse. As you know, as you gain experience in any industry, you're able to add things around the margins and grow. So some things I've put in the last 10 years is I've done wheat, and I've ground that into flour, and I've tried different varieties of things around the margins. And so that's what I think changing around the margins is what I've focused on.
For farmers, what are some of the pros and cons of supplementing CSA boxes with items from other farms? For instance, I know that some farms, produce farms, want to add meat to their CSA offerings, and so they partner with another business. Do you do that, or, I mean, would you?
I have done it in the past. It's an effort of coordination, and I think it can help make the box more interesting and appealing. We've added on eggs in the past and have done coffee. I'm currently not doing any add-ons, but if you're interested in add-ons, that's something you can search for when you're selecting the CSA farm you'd like to be a part of.
You connect with customers in a bunch of different ways. You've got the pizza night on the farm. You've got the newsletters that you talked about earlier. How important is that engagement with customers for your business?
That is the great part of it. It puts the community in community-supported agriculture. And that's what makes the food system less anonymous and strengthens the community. I've made some of my good friends over the course of the year of years of doing CSA have come from doing worker shares or being regulars at the farmer's market or at Pizza on the Farm. And so I have made a lot of valuable connections to people and cultivated important relationships in my life because of our connection through the food and community supported agriculture in other ways.
Well, it sounds like that face-to-face interaction is really beneficial for you and for the customers. I know you're at the farmers market of Wausau regularly. Do you also use that as an opportunity to educate customers on farming or on healthy eating?
Oh, definitely. I think one of the ways to deal with that as a consumer, as an eater, is to focus on cooking. And at the farmer's market and at Pizza on the Farm and through the CSA, I'm just constantly talking about cooking. I think if you're thinking about food in a way where you have to prepare it, you're going to ask other questions like, is it organic or not? Or what impact does this have on the environment? What impact does this have on local community? What impact does this have on my health? So if you're cooking and not just ingesting random calories, I think that's going to go a long way into delivering on the promises of, you know, a more just, a healthier, sustainable food system.
We're talking about community-supported agriculture in Wisconsin with Tony Schultz. He is the owner of Stony Acres Farm in Athens. Your farm became a certified organic farm in 2009. We hear organic a lot, but what does that really mean, a certified organic farm, and why was it so important to you?
I think that I deliver the definition to people as a way of saying organic is you cannot use synthetic pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and it also involves a commitment to demonstrating a constant improvement of soil health. That's my shorthand for an organic definition. And in order to be in the Fair Share CSA Coalition, which is the biggest CSA coalition in the state and the country in Wisconsin, you have to be a certified organic farm. And it's something that we've debated, but it's still important to us because it verifies health claims about not having synthetic pesticides and herbicides in our food. And it verifies our commitment to professionalism as produce farmers and CSA farmers. So it is important and for giving consumers a peace of mind when you're looking to connect with a farm.
I have to wonder about weather. You know, we hear a lot about climate change and an increase in severe weather events. And as a farmer, I mean, you're somewhat at the mercy of Mother Nature here. How are you coping with climate change? And what do you do when you have a summer that the weather just does not cooperate?
Exactly. Well, farmers and the weather, that's a long story. I take all of my anxiety and I blast it into the atmosphere. And then I hope that it rains at the right time. I tell people all I want is an inch of rain every Sunday morning from midnight to 6 a.m. That's all I ask for. But what do I do? Here is the trick. And this is the great thing about CSA is diversity. And so many CSAs are small farms that grow many varieties of things and have other projects around the margins. So people ask me, what is the most important crop you raise? And I say, it's diversity. It's having lots of different things. So if something fails, or if the season is hard on one thing, or the timing doesn't work out because of inclement weather at the wrong time, you have other things to take its place. Diversity, diversity, diversity is the way of dealing with the problems of climate change, which can especially impact volatility of seasons. That's how I think of the main impacts of climate change, is the problems of volatility in agriculture when you expect a season to go a certain way, but the peaks and valleys are more severe. And how the seasonal shifts that can happen, especially around the transition seasons. Like right now in March, yesterday it was below zero at my house.
Yeah.
And it's March 29th and I want to get my carrots in the ground. Right. Come on. But I'm just going to focus on things that can handle it. I'm going to focus on working in my hoop houses. And when the opportunity arises, I'm going to be ready to go.
I'm curious about the quantities in each CSA box. If you're new to this, and I'm new to this, how do you plan? How much is in a box? If you've got a family of two, should you get just one box? If you have a family of four, is that going to be enough for you? Or maybe should you get two?
Yeah, this is part of the selection process of getting a CSA. So generally for a couple, I say, you know, there's different share sizes. So I always say a small family share, which is about 60% or 70% of the produce that you would get in a traditional full share that you'd get delivered every week. But if you have a family, you want to get a full share. And that's generally the recommendations I make. But what I do is I harvest an amount that shows up in cookbooks like asparagus through zucchini, or some of Deborah Madison's, you know, farm to table books, or the New York Times cookbook says serves four, serve six. Mm-hmm. And I provide an amount that is the basis of those recipes, and you work backwards from there. So like this many carrots, this many tomatoes, and I work backwards from that amount. So a standard recipe is that say serve four, serve six, and work to include that amount in my box. And then I have recipes based on those amounts.
When do you expect the first shares to be delivered? Typically, I mean, well, you said it was below zero, so it probably depends on the weather.
Right. A traditional CSA seasons go from June through October, and we usually try to hit the first Thursday in June, which is June 1st this year. And I always tell my subscribers and farm members that I'm aiming for June 1st, but we might have to shift the season back.
Sure.
And I probably do that about half the years that I've been doing it, is I'll shift the whole season back. And so we'll go in the second week of June. And that window with the ascending light usually provides enough time to, you know, ensure a full box for people from
well,
the beginning.
We are sure looking forward to it. Our time is short. Thank you so much for joining us, Tony. Tony is the owner of Stony Acres Farm in Athens. The farm has a CSA program and has had one for nearly 20 years. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.